This is a poem that kind of tries to connect up the olives of the Palestinians and the corn of the Zapatistas, and I'll talk about that corn in a second if I can. It's called I Speak to You of This Land. I speak to you of this land, this one land, and how we live upon it. I speak to you of these trees, the olive tree, this one tree, and how when they strip its bark, burn its limbs, chainsaw its gnarled trunk, tear out its roots, they erase the name of the people of this land, this one land. I speak to you of this corn, the maize, its seed, the seed of the people, and how when they corrupt it with their chemistry, change its molecules, make it something else, a commodity to be bought and sold by tons in U.S. dollars by the cargo corporation, they erase the name of the people for whom the corn grows. I speak to you of this land, this one land, and how when they erase the name of the people, there will be no more land. I speak to you of this land. I've talked a bit about the Palestinian occupation. I think we should consider that some of the commonalities here between the Zapatistas and the Palestinians in my experiences. You know, standing on the hilltop saying Yenoun and watching the donkeys ply the valley floor, watching the burros plow the valley floor in Chiapas as well, watching the same process of sowing and reaping and harvesting very close, no? Looking at the farmers in Yenoun and Awarta and Betfarik, Ainabus, and the farmers in Ocosingo and La Garucha and La Realidad and Oventic and Chiapas, the same people, the color of the earth, el color de la tierra. In 2001, Subcomandante Marcos and the Zapatista leadership got in some buses and marched up to Mexico City to declare for Indian rights, declare an Indian rights law in Mexico City, and he called that march, Subcomandante Marcos called that march the march of the people, the color of the land, no? The color of the land, Palestinians, Mayan farmers in the state of Chiapas. But the commonalities are, you know, are deeper. Both live under an occupation. It's difficult to live under an occupation. I've talked about the Palestinian occupation. We all know about it. We all know about the razor wire, looking down the muzzle of guns all the time, the concrete barriers, the way the Israeli, the racist way in which the Israeli army behaves against the Palestinian people. Chiapas is occupied too. We have 18,000 troops in Chiapas. They're mostly in encampments now. Indeed, if we compare the occupations of Chiapas and Palestine, I'd have to say that, you know, it's kind of occupation light these days in Chiapas, but at any given moment, it could be a lot more difficult. But that's not the only occupation. Indeed, Chiapas and all of Mexico has been occupied for 500 years. Ever since the conquest of the Europeans, Mexico has been an occupied country. The Europeans came and imposed their ways, their racist ways, upon what that country called Mexico is, very much like the Israelis are trying to impose their racism upon the Palestinian people to take their land, just as they did in the New World, just as they did with the indigenous peoples of the New World. You know? So there's commonalities between what I experienced in Palestine and what I experienced in Chiapas.